Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Verse 34, chapter 36, Surah Yasin. وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْعُيُونَ. And we have placed gardens of date palms and grape and grapes and caused springs to gush forth therein. This verse we did last week Thursday. We're moving on to verse 35. And this verse was just recited so that the build-up still remains. In this verse, لِيَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. So that they may eat fruits thereof. So the previous verse spoke of specific fruits. They spoke, Allah Azza wa Jal spoke of date palms, grapes, and also Allah Azza wa Jal spoke about those springs which gush forth. In this verse, لِيَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ, so that they may eat fruits thereof. وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ, while it was not made by their hands. Fruits. How beautiful it is. That, you know, you present to me something, you say, you know what dessert this is? This dessert you've never tasted. Your family has made it. Someone put a hand in it. That fruit which comes from the ground, who is the maker? Who is the one who's made it and fashioned it in that manner? It's not you and I. We just put the seed, we just put the water, and we're watching this fruit grow. Pomegranates, grapes, different fruits, mulberries. You see it in front of you. It falls and then you rush for it. And you want that juicy taste that comes out of it. Who is the one that put that sugar so perfectly correct? Can only be Allah Azza wa Jal. The date, who is the one who makes it so beautiful? Did Allah Azza wa Jal know? It's even far-fetched to even go to think on those levels and terms. It is none other than Allah Azza wa Jal. لِيَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ, so that they may eat fruits thereof. وَمَا عَمِلَتُ أَيْدِيهِمْ, while it was not made by their hands. It wasn't made by their hands. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ, would they not then offer gratitude? So when you see the land on which we live, this is giving us lessons, O believers, O those who are still searching to become believers or searching for the truth. Have you not just looked and introspected at your own self? What's going to happen to you from these major examples that has been presented to us? You place the seed, and that seed grows beautifully into this perfect, beautiful fruit. It needed water, it needed sunlight, it needed all of the external factors. But you just had to plant the seed and watch it grow. This is telling us great signs. In our daily lives, I have to make the effort. I cannot do it. Like how that fruit, I didn't put sugar inside the sand or do something to get that taste so perfect. I just had to plant the seed and make sure the external factors are correct, the water levels are correct, and I saw this plant, or I saw this fruit, or I saw this vegetable growing into the vegetable that I can eat and enjoy today. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ, will you not express gratitude? Express gratitude for the example Allah Azza wa Jal has cited before us. That, O insan, when you will do, yes, you are weak, but when you will also make effort on yourself. You cannot do everything, but at least strive and make sure you head in the correct direction in terms of farad, sunnah. There's no question, you have to do it. You give yourself in this direction. But I'm saying, who can claim that I've performed my salah and I've done it in a manner that is accepted? You worry about their acceptance. But you made the effort, and then allow Allah Azza wa Jal to express His mercy upon you so that it reaches the level that it's supposed to reach. You could not reach that level. Like one pious person told me, that sometimes a sick person, Allah Azza wa Jal has ordained that he reaches such a high stage, but he cannot reach that stage with his own actions, with his own hands. So Allah Azza wa Jal gives him this situation, this difficulty that he goes through, and then he reaches a level that Allah Azza wa Jal has ordained for him. He becomes helpless, and through that helplessness, he then is turning to Allah Azza wa Jal. Or he cannot even turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. That's how helpless he's become. And through that, he reaches that stage, that level, and then he passes away. Imagine the mercy of Allah. This is what we should be striving for. In all of this, we need to take that lesson. I need to head in that direction with hope and with fear. Then we can enjoy. What are we doing? We are planting those seeds, because in Jannah, we're going to reap the benefits. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.